quarter to six. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day here on WWIB. Temp has gone from 61 to 63 already. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Yeah, it's good, I guess, right? I mean, hopefully it doesn't get too much higher. I haven't looked at what it's supposed to be
today. It's supposed to be 90 today. This is the warmest day of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. Warmest day of the week, right. But then there'll be a bit of a break. 81 tomorrow for my daughter Grace's graduation party. So we'll take it.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that is good.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Our question just posted in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. A lot of Father's Day things today. So ahead of Father's Day on Sunday, what's a favorite memory you have of your dad, Jason Cairns?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't really grow up with my dad. But yet I still have a number of good memories. I think one that immediately comes to mind is when I would visit my dad, he owned a butcher shop. And so when I could, and this is going to sound morbid to people, but when I could be there on the days when they were doing the slaughter, I just loved watching him at work. And it was just a really neat time to see him working so hard and just such a unique experience for a kid to be able to see.
Hmm.
So,
I would say,
how about you?
I probably shared this before, but I apologize. Basketball camp between 5th and 6th grade at Medalist Camp. And so it was my first camp away from home for the week. And I won this shooting award, kind of shooting around the free throw lane. And when they announced the winner there on a Saturday morning, my dad is in the upper balcony and he yells out, "Way to go, champ." And that was just, that's like as close as the father saying to Jesus, well, you know, that he loved, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased. So that was a cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that fills a love tank right there.
Yeah. So that was one. And then winning the Cub Scout softball title, 10-0 season. My dad was the coach at the fifth grade. That was the other one. So. Sports related. So there you go.
I'm not surprised.
There you go. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I mean, I guess the idea of having a dad, being a dad for you, you explained somewhat of your situation in the past, but how have you, and you made a little reference to it here, but how have you been able to figure out that the challenge of being a dad, not having had one a lot?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't know that I have a good answer to it. I think sometimes, even still, you know, I have one who's out of the house already, and then a teenager and a near teenager, and feeling as a dad sometimes like I don't always have the right answers, that I'm kind of wandering around in confusion. But, you know, I think one of the things that has been most obvious for me or most important for me in recent years is allowing my children, providing them space to express themselves honestly, providing them the freedom to be able to challenge and confront me if I'm messing up, and trying to stay present to that. And, you know, I think that's an important thing as parents. It's a gift we can offer to our children, is to respect where they are and respect their opinions rather than simply seeking to control or overrule them all the time.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. I know for me, I mean, as I reflect on it's complicated. My dad was an alcoholic and there was porn in various places in the property, and and that spilled over into my life. And so there was good and bad, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly was very much a good way to describe it. So,
yeah.
And anger wise, I mean, I've had to sort through that. Like, there's certain things where you can say, I'm not going to be, if people are familiar at all with Ezekiel 18, that's an important chapter to me, because it's like the son is not going to be judged based on the father. And so each one is on his own in terms of your sin. And so I've had to undo some things. As much as you say, I'm not going to be like my dad, you just catch it. You just take it on. And so you just do imitate what you experience day in and day out, unless you very intentionally and painstakingly go in and, with the help of others, a good counselor and other people, change.
Yeah.
And it's a long, slow process. So.
Yeah. Exactly. In fact, just last week, I apologized to Tessa for yelling and being short with her. And her response was, "It's fine." And, you know, for me, there was that, oh, boy, you know, it wasn't fine, you mm-hmm. know, and but there's that response that tends to follow on the heels of that. And, mm-hmm. You know, I wish I could say that I was fully sanctified, but mm-hmm. I'm still on the path. So.
Well, you're on the right program because God loves you as you are, not as you ought to be. That's the theme of the show here. So, all right, we're doing breakfast tomorrow morning.
I'll be there if you will.
I'll be there.
Perfect.
How can I miss the chance? Breakfast with Jason Kanz at Randy's in Eau Claire. We'll see you there. And listeners, that's where we'll be. So come out and see us. Well, let's have some fun on this Friday before Father's Day. We're asking about your Father's Day memories, a memory of Dad on our listener line at 396-1670. But we're going to use the studio line here at 723-2555. We've got a montage of five TV or movie dads. And you're going to hear their voice. Let us know who they are in the proper order, and you win yourself the brand new CD from Matthew West, which is called Brand New.
Now, we realize that it might take a few tries, so feel free again if you say, I know two of them, call in. That's fine. Help one another out. It's a community. It's a family here. So let's give this a shot here. There are five
TV show and movie
dads. Now,
we need to decide ahead of time. Are we going to say, if somebody guesses, are we going to tell them? I don't think we should say which one they got
we'll
right.
Just
we
say can how just many. Say,
yeah.
There yeah, you go. How many? All right, so here it is.
Any good father loves his family.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That is a man's dishwasher.
I am your father.
How many of those can you name? Let's hear it again.
Any good father loves his family.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That is a man's dishwasher.
I am the father.
So TV show and movie dads, five of them in there. How many can you name? Dan from Rice Lake was able to correctly identify all five of these movie dads, Alvo. So let's take a listen to them again. Again, Dan from Rice Lake nailed it. So here they are.
Any good father loves his family.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That is a man's dishwasher.
I am the father.
So Dan from Rice Lake texted in. He said number one and number three were harder, but he got them all. And again, here they are. Ward Cleaver,
uh-huh.
Homer Simpson, Frank Costanza, Tim the Tool Man Taylor,
uh-huh.
and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Listen to it one more time, then you're like, oh, now I get it.
Frank Costanza from Seinfeld.
His family.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That is a man's dishwasher.
I am the father.
So congratulations to Dan. That was not easy, and he did a great job.
It's fun to do because you can't Google the answer.
Yeah, exactly. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Well, Caleb, it's June 18th. We're well into June now, and it's the month that gives us Father's Day and Donut Day.
And honestly, what does Dad want more for Father's Day than a ton of donuts?
Absolutely.
It looks like the electric Ford F-150 truck, it's called the Ford F-150 Lightning, may go much farther than its advertised 300 miles.
Which is bad news if you've got a good friend who's moving 350 miles away and needs help moving.
Right.
Hey, another study says the Mediterranean diet is the overall most effective and the safest.
I'm still trying to find the diet that has honey buns on its safe list.
Hard to find.
A new study found teenagers should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night.
It has nothing to do with their health. It gives their phones time to recharge.
Indeed.
Summer begins on Sunday.
I'll know it's summer because my snowblower will start on the first pull, but my lawnmower won't start at all. If you have millions of dollars, Rolls-Royce says it'll build you any kind of car you want.
Yeah, I'd like to own a Rolls-Royce ice cream truck.
True that.
And finally, data analysis shows that since 1950, the average American home has nearly tripled in size.
It makes sense, Abel. After all, the size of the average American has also nearly tripled in size.
Oh, yeah.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. So we've all heard the different scandals from time to time. Unfortunately, it seems like either there's more of them or else just the media decides to make us more aware of them when it comes to those in the highest offices in our land. And so this isn't good, kids. This isn't good to take campaign finance money and use it for personal purposes. And that is what allegedly Congressman Alex Mooney from West Virginia has done. He's being investigated by the Office of Congressional Ethics for possible campaign finance violations. Capitol Hill newspaper Roll Call reports that Congressman Mooney improperly spent campaign funds over $40,000 on resorts, car expenses, etc. But this is what stuck out to me. And again, this is not good. You got to use your personal money for this when you're running for office, not campaign funding. But he spent almost $2,000 on Chick-fil-A from his campaign contributions. I mean, and here's the thing. So many times it's like, hey, give money to my campaign. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. If he were just honest about it, he's like, you know what? I got to have that chicken sandwich and the cookies and cream malt. So, you know what? Pony up. We need some help, constituents. Not good, Congressman Mooney. Again, allegedly, almost $2,000 at Chick-fil-A. Don't do it. Don't do it. Brayton Meyer on the way. But first, Mercy Me, reminding us that we're almost home.
Well, Caleb, what you do, the hats you wear, sales manager, promotions director, I don't know if people really understand all the, you know, on the air with us, that's just one small part of their big tasks here. But I think a lot of people may turn to an old 1970s sitcom, WKRP in Cincinnati. And we lost a great one. Frank Bonner played the sales manager, Herb Tarlick, on that show. He passed away this week amid a battle with Lewy body dementia at the age of 79. But here's a clip from that very funny show that lasted a number of years on CBS. Gives you an idea of the job. You got to come up with these ideas and pitch them, promote it, and sell it. Here's Herb.
Big snake sale. Save. Pick and choose. Mix and match. Everything's smart down. These marvelous pets are quiet, are fine. Rid your home of pesky rodents and unwanted baby chicks. Startle your friends today.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a great show with just a wonderful ensemble of talent, and he was the sales manager.
That's fantastic. Maybe I should model my career after her.
You may want to try that.
It's 8:45, 76 degrees. How about coming up, the best of the week? It's your weekly labor of love. What are your impressions for how this came together this week?
Well, I'm going to tell you one, that your song does make it, because even though
even it was as a rerun, it
even
made
as
it.
A rerun, because okay. As I was walking Athena and Wesley yesterday, I saw evidence of it. I almost took a picture and sent it to you and Susan, because I'm like, there we go. Somebody wasn't listening. Clean up after your dog.
That's coming up, the best of the week here in the Wib Wake Up Show. It's time now for the best of the week. Many hamsters blink one eye at a time.
Hmm. That's why if people think that a hamster's been, you know, winking at you.
And, but it's not. It's actually just blinking, so don't get any ideas.
Havel really hates it more than he can express. When doggies leave some doo-doo and you don't clean up their mess. Don't leave those dog logs lying or he'll really vent his spleen. Our parks and public sidewalks are much better when they're clean.
Bubbing is not rude anymore, and I think it should be.
What is it?
Yes, good question. You're mid-sentence when your companion whips out their smartphone and starts tapping away.
What?
Your words hang in the air as your friend disappears into the digital world. You feel invisible. I mean, that to me is rude.
It is rude.
You have just been fubbed. P-H-U-B-B-E-D. Fubbed.
So is that like snubbed but with a phone?
Yes. Right.
You're a genius.
You are. Again, who knew? You know, breakfast trail mix could be so good.
It could.
I feel like the joke has been made before that was how trail mix originally came to be, is that someone just looked under the kid's car seat and was like, well, if you take out the Band-Aids.
Yeah, right.
And the dust bunnies, you could put the rest of us in the bag and sell it.
Oh, come on. What left this? A dinosaur?
The average person will take 10.5 minutes to do this.
Hi, what's your guess?
Hey, how about taking a shower?
How about taking a shower? How about yes, you
ding,
are
ding,
correct.
Ding.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Oliva.
Brian from Oliva. So amongst the three of us, Mark said that's way too long.
Me too.
Man, I think I kind of enjoy the luxury of longer showers at times. Brian, do you want to weigh in on this? 10.5 minutes, average time to take a shower. What do you think? Too long, too short, or just right?
I'm about 2.5 minutes. My wife's about 15.5 minutes.
So the average, there you go.
The two shall become one.
Funny.
So you know what? You're just kind of giving her your spare minutes.
You know, I think there was a comic strip or something about there ought to be a law.
Oh, and, yeah, and it was.
And I'm going to suggest this. There ought to be a law against putting a half-consumed glass of some kind of any liquid beverage into a refrigerator.
Gotcha.
Because in a packed refrigerator for a family that's got a graduation party on Saturday, you know, and so there's extra this, that, and the other thing. And to just get the eggs out was, you know, things are falling. And then to get it back in it and successfully getting it back in, but then all of a sudden this glass that I hadn't even noticed.
I know.
Because this is another larger glass that's got somebody's either iced coffee or something in there.
Okay, I think every listener here and I would agree that legislation would be passed. I think enforcement's going to be tricky.
Don't you dare keep walking when your pup leaves a pile. Just please clean up their business and you'll leave us with a smile. Feces isn't fun, so when it comes to number two, it's better in your bag than on the bottom of my shoe.
Girl Scouts of the USA dealing with a massive surplus of cookies because of the pandemic. Where's the cookie monster?
Z is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Here's a secret, listeners. Phil and I play Angry Birds in the same little group called Baby Warriors, and nobody knows we're married. But now you listeners do. Tiger and
We've
Lovey are married.
The secret.
I thought Tiger and Lovey were married all along.
Bottom of my...
Canada has more donut shops per capita than any other place in the world. Japan is second. In unrelated news, I'm moving to Canada.
There it is. Halvo's labor of love each week.
It's so fun to pack the whole week of shows to 4 minutes.